Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 130. I am your host, Brian, and with me, as always, this time, is Carl. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Brian.
Yep, Dwayne couldn't make it this time, so hopefully we'll get him back on next month.
Yep.
We'll go into what we've gotten lately. For me, I've gotten the Vintage Collection number 367, Night Sister Marin. It's a... I'm showing this for those that are watching it on video.
Which is a great, I think it's a great looking figure.
Yeah, got, I mean, this could be used for Halloween.
Yes, definitely good.
All right. Yeah, she's one of those Night Sisters from, it says Jedi Survivor, but I mean, she could have been in, you know, the Ahsoka series for all we know too.
Yeah.
But it's really cool looking. You got Moff Gideon in the Dark Trooper armor.
Which might be my favorite figure this year. I'm undecided.
This one is pretty good. This one would be my top two or three for sure. So, yeah, it's got him in that from season three of The Mandalorian, that Dark Trooper armor, really nice looking. And then you got from Jedi Survivor, Vintage Collection number 369, a rocket launcher trooper. You got a huge rocket launcher, which I thought we already had one of those, but I guess it was a different type. It was an artillery stormtrooper. That's what it was. I was looking over here on my wall. But this one, yeah, it's got a big, huge rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Also, VC 371 from the Book of Boba Fett, Cobb Vanth without the armor. So
I wonder how everybody feels now that bought extras of the other one and popped the arms off. They wouldn't have to go to all that work.
I did not buy an extra one. I was fine with the way it was. And then the Halloween droid. R2 Boo 25. He's orange with some green and black. A lot of orange though.
Yeah.
I wonder if this one goes in the dark. I haven't checked. Have you checked?
I haven't checked either. Nope.
Okay.
It'd probably look pretty cool underneath a black light, at least, I'm sure.
Yeah. I bet it would. Also got Star Wars Insider number 233. I forgot to go grab it. I picked up a Sice Fromm. I finally got it.
Yay.
So now I've got every single figure from the vintage line, you know, including droids and Ewoks figures. Had a cloak with it, looked really good. And it was even mentioned on a podcast somewhere that they were tracking, I guess, prices and stuff.
Yeah.
Dwayne had showed it to us, and they were talking about the very one that I bought off of eBay. And I was a little leery to buy it, so I had some people check it out, make sure it was legit, and it looks legit to me. So, and they all said the same thing. Also picked up the Vintage Collection Land Speeder with Luke. It comes with a Luke on an oversized card, which I'm not very happy.
Yeah,
because there's no cases to put those in.
I think though, luckily they're going to stop the oversized cards.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, heck, for the price we paid for this, it should have came with a Sand Trooper and C-3PO, R2-D2, and, you know.
I didn't order one because I'd bought the Land Speeder so many times. I was like,
I haven't. I think that's the first one I've bought that's not been vintage.
Did you not? So you didn't buy the Plano Vintage Collection one in the box without a figure?
No. No, usually if it doesn't come with a figure, most of the time I don't bother with it.
Oh, okay.
And then I bought the Bantha, and it comes with a Tusken Raider. I don't think it's on a big card, though.
I think it is normal card. I saw a few pictures. I thought it was normal.
Yeah, this thing, I haven't got a chance to open it because it literally came today, this and the Land Speeder both. So yeah.
Maybe mine's coming today.
Open it. let's see. Was that it? Yeah, that's it. What'd you get?
I got a few things. I got the Carson Tab a figure, and I'll hold it up here for our Patreon members that's watching the video, which nice. Is definitely is a top five figure for me. And I got there he is. I got Crosshair, which I know some of you all already had it. I think I just finally got mine from Amazon.
I haven't.
Okay, I got it from Amazon, and I got the R2 droid thanks to you ordering one for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this I think turned out really well. It's the Captain Brutus figure from the epic hero line and
Power Force.
I think it looks really cool. He's got good details and everything, and who knows if we'll ever get a Vintage Collection one, so I grabbed it.
I may have to get one myself. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, they're up on Amazon. That's where I got it from. And that's all I got was just four items this month.
Oh my gosh,
I did get something else. In the box behind this box, I forgot. I got the big giant Disney speeder. On May the 4th. I sent you all pictures and completely forgot about it. I haven't even took it out of the box and, you know, put batteries in it yet, but I plan on doing that soon.
Did you not pick up the probe droid?
I did not, and then it sold out again.
Yeah, so, I need to. I mean, I got one coming.
Yeah.
And whoever the person bringing it to me is going to bring it to me to our fall festival.
Oh, okay, cool.
Let's see. When is our next meeting? The 13th, I think it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Although I don't know for sure if we're going to have a lot of people there or not.
Yeah, I plan on going down to the mall, me and David Rigsby is, to get Xbox's autograph. So it's according how long that takes and time.
To get who?
X-Pac from the, you didn't watch him in the WWE with Triple H.
X-Pac.
Yes, okay. X-Pac. Yes. Always liked him.
Yeah, the 1-2-3 kid.
Yes, he was also that, which I didn't like very well.
No. He was from D-Generation X,
yes.
part two.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he came in after Shawn Michaels left.
Yep, I think so too. Well, back when wrestling was cool, in my opinion.
Yeah. So we got our meeting on September the 13th, the Flatwoods Public Library, from noon to 3. Everybody's welcome to join. Then we also have our fall festival, which is in Flatwoods, Kentucky as well. It'll be for the entire state, for all of our members to show up to, and anybody who wants to come. If you're not a member, it's $10 to become a member, and what that includes for just for that day alone, you know, free food, which we're having fish and chicken, you know, your choice of fish or chicken.
Yeah.
Also, you can set up a table and sell stuff if you'd like. There's people going to be selling stuff there, some of their extra stuff and whatnot. So, and it's a good time. You get free stuff too. There's a free giveaway table that we have where we draw all members' names out and they get a chance to go up and select something.
And there'll be some raffles too. I think there's going to be some patches that will be raffled off. So you can take a couple of dollar chance at that if you want to.
Let's see what we got here. You want to talk about some of the announcements that's been since we last had a recording?
Okay. So for Vintage Collection, we have a Han Solo figure that is coming in the fall, as well as a Chewbacca figure that will be released in the fall. And it's the, I think it's a New Hope card for both of those, isn't it? If I'm remembering correctly. Yeah.
Different pictures, you know, different.
Yeah. Yeah. And the sculpts on both of them, I think the Han Solo is a new sculpt completely. Chewbacca, I'm not sure about.
I don't know.
I don't know how you could do Chewbacca much different anyway in the Vintage Collection.
I don't understand why they're re-releasing Chewbacca. Han, it's been a while, but for Chewbacca? Yeah. I mean, I can see, it's right here. Oops. It's right on my microphone. But it's right here, you know, right in front of me.
Yeah. And we had some Black Series announced, which was Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader, Revenge of the Sith. We have an Obi-Wan Kenobi, Revenge of the Sith. A Jango Fett, which is saying here early 2026. Asajj Ventress, Bounty Hunter, an Imperial Shock Trooper.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
Imperial Shock Trooper? How's that possible when it was a Republic Shock Trooper? There was no Imperial Shock Troopers.
Yeah. The Stranger, which is one, if I see on the shelf, I might grab it, even though I only have maybe 3 Black Series figures, because I just think he looks really, really cool.
What 3 do you have?
I have Dooku, Tarkin, and R2-D2.
Okay.
But I think he looks really, really cool, and I don't know. Since the series was canceled, I don't know if they'll ever get around to giving us a Vintage Collection figure or not.
I'm surprised we're seeing him now, even in Black Series.
I am too. That's why I might grab that. Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker 2-pack. Isn't that like a con? Is that the one that's going to be a summer con and then at Hasbro Pulse, I think, maybe? Or was that something else?
I don't remember.
I can't either. Anakin and Captain Rex 2-pack. Which will also be a fall release. You can take over, I guess, if you want to, on the rest of the ones that's
there. All right. We got some role play stuff here. We got a Shore Trooper electronic helmet coming out in the fall of 2026. That's a long way away. I mean, we haven't even got to fall technically for this year yet.
No.
So, it's over a year away. Sideshow is going to release a Klaatu from Return of the Jedi. That's one of the skiff guards, if you don't know who the Klaatu is. And it'll be out in May of next year. Let's see, down to SH Figure Arts. They're going to re-release Darth Vader and Stormtrooper, but no dates were given for those that I saw. And then in March of 2026, they're going to come out with Mace Windu. Now, cool. These figures are technically only available in Japan, but you can skirt that a lot of times and get them from places that'll ship it to you.
And I've never bought any, have you? They look really cool from pictures.
No, they're not cheap.
No, they're not. Definitely not cheap, but they look good.
$65 to $70 each.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're really good. I mean, they're really detailed. They're a 6-inch scale, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they're in that 6 to 7 inch range, yeah.
And then this new place I've never heard of, Medicom, M-A-F-E-X. They're going to have a Bossk. I'm not sure what that is. I just saw it on Toy Arc's news.
Interesting. I guess nothing new on Gentle Giant still and all those people that's left hanging on their premium gifts and stuff.
Nope. I have not heard a word.
That was handled terribly.
Yeah. Okay. One last thing to talk about for news-wise, the gunship. That's the HasLab that's out right now and ending, as we speak, it ends in 7 hours and 38 minutes and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's up to 7,276 backers. So it's gotten a lot of backers in the last 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it wasn't even up to 4,000 yet.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten a HasLab?
I have never got a HasLab. I regret not getting the Razor Crest. I wish I'd have done it, but I talked myself out of it.
Yeah, I wish I had too, but I'm not that heartbroken over it.
Same. And the Cantina was really tempting, but I really just wanted the figures. I thought, mm-hmm. I will buy that, and then I'll have that big Cantina set that is so big, I probably won't display it anywhere.
Yeah,
so
same here. I have no room for something that big. I mean, the Ghost
and
is literally
sitting
on the
floor. And it's funny, if you look at the people that's been selling stuff, a lot of people's been keeping the figures and just selling the Cantina too.
Yeah.
And what's funny though is they're not near getting as much out of the Cantina as they are the figures. The figures are going crazy right now.
Yeah, I know those figures are going to go for a lot. I really think they're going to re-release them at some point on a regular card, a different card, or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't see them keeping the Tonica Sisters as a Cantina exclusive only. I mean, that would be so stupid on their part, in my opinion.
Yeah, since it's been requested for so long.
That's probably been the number one figure that's been requested since, well, probably 1985.
Yep, I wouldn't be surprised if we see it in the retro line at some point too.
Oh yeah, and the Black Series.
There was a message on one of the groups that Mr. Steve, he posted a thing the other day. I don't know if you saw it, and said that they are working on the next retro set for next year. And mm-hmm. and it sounded like the way he was hinting it would focus on unreleased a New Hope character. So that should be interesting.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if this thing will back.
So what is your prediction? I think it's going to.
It's got, let's see, 724 more to go.
I'm going to predict it's going to finish about 8,200 is my prediction.
You think it'll get to the second tier? Or, you know, wait, that'd be 10,000. Never mind.
Yeah. It's not going to hit any tiers, but I think it's going to hover out around 8,200 is my prediction.
Yeah, I think the tiers are absolutely lame.
Yes.
I think if they really wanted to do it, tier one should have been all three figures.
Exactly. And maybe make it a Padme or something. Somebody that was actually on the gunship as a tier.
Yoda, Mace Windu, Obi-Wan, Anakin, more clones.
Yeah, there's all kinds of choices that they're messing up.
They should put a four-pack of clones in here. You know, they've got the molds. I mean, they literally have those four packs that's out. You know, there's what, two or three of them at least.
Yep.
That they put out in the past of four packs of clones. But yeah, this thing's got like I said, 7.5 hours to go. It's hard to tell.
So I mean, we're looking at about 4 p.m. Eastern time, or a little after 4 for us as we do this. And so you're thinking you also got these people on the West Coast that may jump in after they get off work or something like that. So, like I said, I think it's going to hit it just a little bit, maybe 200 over 8,000.
It would have to back over 100 per hour.
Yeah.
I mean, no past HasLabs have had to back that many that fast.
No. Only the ones that's failed, like the lightsaber and the Black Series Rancor.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they weren't even this close.
You know, no, that's, yeah,
way far away. But this thing's backed quite a bit in the last 3 days. But I'm going to say no, that it does not back.
So we're split on this one.
I mean, I hope it does for the people that want it.
I do too. Like I said, I had no desire for this one. One that I'm not. I have a couple of gunships. Of course, they're not going to be the quality of that, and they're still in the box. So I was like,
if this would have been like 250.
Yeah.
Then maybe I might have.
But, I think that has stopped a lot of people, because I think most people that was on the fence think it is overpriced.
Oh, it's way overpriced.
Yeah.
Because if it was 250, I may have bought one for Bo. Not yeah. for me. I don't want one. But I may have bought one for Bo and then given it to him for Christmas next year, because it won't be here till the fall of next year.
Yeah.
So have you seen anything, you know, that any kind of announcements or anything that that you can think of Star Wars-wise that's, you know, gotten you excited over the last?
Well, like I mentioned, the Steve Evans thing, I'm glad that they're actively working on a new retro set, which we probably won't see till next year. I thought that was cool. And I did pick up, and it hasn't came yet, but did you see that Target had the last retro set down to $39.99? I actually bought an extra set for I could open the trooper and the rebel guy, because you know they look cool sitting on mm-hmm. a shelf. But and Lunchbox has already bought all the other ones off of me, so that works out. I've
already got two of them, so yeah. I didn't know how they were going to be whenever I had the chance to buy them, so I ended up buying two. Yeah. And now they're prevalent. They're everywhere. But
they freaked everybody out. Yeah.
Give it a year, and the price will go back up.
Oh, yeah. When they're completely dried up or something like that. It's like the set that they combined, Revenge of the Sith and Attack of the Clones. It's going for about $100 now because they're dried up. You can't buy them anywhere online
mm-hmm.
unless you go to eBay. I only got one of those, unfortunately. I wish I'd have grabbed two of those.
Two of what was it again?
The combo set where there was half Revenge of the Sith and half
Attack of the Clones. I got those finally when they were on sale.
Yeah, well, they're gone now. Nowhere.
Yeah, do you see where Andor won 4 Emmys?
No, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
Let's see. What was it they won? Outstanding Fantasy Sci-Fi Costumes. Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Period or Fantasy Program.
Hmm.
Outstanding Picture Editing for a Drama Series. And Outstanding Visual Effects in a Season or a Movie. And cool. Music by John Williams. Winner Outstanding Sound Editing for a Nonfiction or Reality Program. Is it?
I still think I prefer the first couple of seasons of Mandalorian is my favorite Disney series, but overall it is a great show. It's probably my second favorite series.
I'm trying to figure out that maybe those weren't the winner. I'm trying to figure out what they won for, because it's kind of hard to figure it out. So they won for Outstanding Costumes, Production Design and Visual Effects. That was two of them, but I don't know what the other two are. Well, maybe the underlining. Outstanding Character Voiceover Performance? Alan Tudyk? Okay. Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series? Forrest Whitaker.
Hmm. Oh, there was something Star Wars news that I had seen that I completely forgot about. Did you see the what Home Depot's getting? They actually already have some in stock.
R2 and Chewbacca?
Yeah, Chewbacca. Like they're like all Christmassy and stuff, and big size, too.
Yeah, it's Is it a blow up or is it a statue?
It's like Chewbacca's got real fur and everything. He's standing there with a candy cane in his hand and wearing a Santa hat. And then R2 looks like he's, you know, made of some type of plastic, and he has lights around him and stuff like that.
Okay.
But those, I forgot all about those. R2 was $300, I think. And yep, right here, I found it. R2 was $300, and he's still in stock as of right now. He's 3.5 feet. Yes, he's a lot more. But let's see. No, actually, Chewbacca is 7.5, and he's 349.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's, like I said, he's got the real fur, and he's wearing a Santa hat and a candy cane. And what I wonder about is, I haven't seen anybody post any pictures yet or not. It would be cool if you could remove the candy cane and the Santa hat and leave him out like year round somewhere if you had like a room or something.
Mm-hmm.
But if I got one though, I would probably get the R2, but I probably won't, because the 3.5 foot R2 is kind of cool. It says his head moves and turns and moves forward and back, and he has 5 different sound effects and LED and seasonal light colored.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's available. You can have it shipped straight to your, just like Chewbacca, have it shipped to the store.
Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper too.
Oh, I didn't even see those. Hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking at them right now. They're all $2.99.
Yep. There it is. I see it now. Darth Vader is kind of cool. And I like the fact that they're like 7 foot instead of making them like, you know, 4.5 or 5 foot, that they make a lot of those.
Chewbacca's
things.
7.5 foot tall.
Oh, R2 is sold out. I just noticed too now.
Yeah, I saw that.
The other ones are still available though. Who knows if they'll be available at the time of this podcast, but I like those. I like that a lot, especially the Chewbacca and R2.
Yeah, I can't tell if you can remove the, I mean, it kind of looks like it should come off, like the Death Star that he's holding. But the saber, yeah, I don't think that would come off. Although you could wrap it in like a red, you know, paper of some kind or something, like red plastic. And that way it would just look like a red saber instead of a candy cane.
True. But they're definitely unique. I'm anxious to, somebody in one of these groups will be posting pictures, I'm sure, that's picked them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see what. Besides that, I don't think I can't remember. Did we talk about the ultimate last month, the Lego set that's coming?
The Death Star?
Yeah.
No.
October 4th, there's a Ultimate Collector Series Death Star. It's going to be $1,000, $999.99.
Have you seen the size of it though?
Yes, it is huge, and it's got a ton of minifigs.
Yeah, there's what, 40 or something? I mean, it's crazy how many.
Yes, 38 minifigures.
I knew there was a bunch.
9,023 pieces.
Is that the biggest Star Wars Lego set ever?
Probably. But if you're interested in that, that is coming October 4th. My brother actually texted me about it because he's into Legos, but he said he was not getting it. I was like, I could have came over and looked at it.
Yeah, let's see. It comes with Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia, Darth Vader, Emperor Palpatine, 2 Star Wars droid figures. I don't know what they are, but it doesn't say. Well, I was hoping it would tell me all of them. It comes with the, did you see the Stormtrooper minifigure in a hot tub?
Yes. Yeah. I'm surprised they had a break to actually get in a hot tub.
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder who the guy in the green looking Imperial outfit is.
No, I'm not seeing it. Lego's website is not very good at showing it.
But if you go to picture 4 of 21, it shows the figures.
Yeah, all I'm seeing is just the, I guess, here we go. Maybe this will tell you different. Okay, so you got Farm Boy Luke, Stormtrooper Luke, Jedi Luke, then Leia, Han, Stormtrooper Han, Chewbacca, Obi-Wan, C-3PO, R2-D2, some kind of Imperial of some kind, Darth Vader.
I think that's Tarkin, because the hair is gray and it's pushed back.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's Tarkin.
Yeah.
Let's see. Of course, Emperor, Imperial Dignitary. What is that guy's name? in the white uniform. He's an Imperial, and I can't remember his name right offhand.
It's not Ozil, is it?
No, Ozil was a gray uniform.
Okay.
This is Yularen.
Okay.
I think it's Yularen. Of course, I can't tell who these other guys are. Looks like Director Krennic.
That's what I was thinking. It's like, wow, they just decided to throw him in there.
Galen Erso. That's what it looks like.
That's possible. I didn't think about that until you said that.
I wonder if they don't have any names or anything anywhere. It's just you got to guess it.
I know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stormtroopers. A couple of desk squad commanders or whatever these things are. Or Imperial gunners. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And then a couple of Imperial techs. Some other Imperials of some sort. 2 Royal Guards. Some kind of R2 droid of some kind. Red. And then again, the stormtrooper with the bathing suit.
Yeah.
With a helmet on.
Yes, helmet on. And he's got muscles, too. You can see how defined his chest is.
Back.
Yeah.
Oh, and I forgot about the Death Star droid. But this one guy looks like Galen Erso.
I didn't think about it until you said that. You're probably right. I bet that is him.
Yeah, that's a lot of minifigures. I have the previous one, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's got something like 20, 21, somewhere around in there. I don't remember how many figures it's got, but this one's got like almost double.
And they went for a completely different design, which is a good idea for the people that will want them both.
Yeah, this is everything is on the same side, and it's really, really tall. So you've got different layers to this. But the thing, I saw it sitting next to the previous one, the one that I have, and it's at least twice as tall.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know where I'd even put this if I got one, which I'm not. Since I already have one, I really don't need another one. I really want the Millennium Falcon one. But I don't know where to put it. Let's see. Oh, here's some text, but still no. It still doesn't tell you all the figures.
It looks like the names of the figures is on the top of the box, but there's not a picture, a side picture of the top of the box.
Yep, true. Make it bigger, but I still can't see it. Still can't read it. All right, what else you want to talk about? Because we have no plan today.
It's like random discussion, Star Wars related. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I saw that was interesting? I did see that Walmart got that. Our Walmart actually got the little section for Hasbro, which has got Marvel on one side.
Really?
And yes, and it's got wrestling figures for Mattel, and it's got some Barbie. Then on the other side, it's got Black Series. It had the it didn't have any Vintage Collection figures in the little kiosk thing, but it had those
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith carded figures, and it had a couple of the Halloween figures as well.
Yeah, I saw some, I want to say, out at the Cannonsburg Walmart.
Yeah.
But I didn't get any.
I didn't either, but it was kind of cool just to actually see a kiosk display there at the Ashland Walmart. Like, wow, they got new figures at the Ashland Walmart since all of us has complained about how the pegs are full of Hoth Rebel soldiers in Ashland.
Yeah, one day I'm going to go and talk to the manager and be like, listen, you're never going to get rid of these, ever.
Well, that might help because I know Jason Davis talked to him. So let's maybe somebody else said something to him.
I mean, it's been 3 freaking years.
Yeah.
And things have been on the pegs.
Yep.
They're never going to sell them. It's not like somebody's going to randomly go, oh, yeah, I want to get 25, Rebel Hoth troopers today.
Yeah.
Because there's at least that many, maybe more.
And they're hurting the line there in that store because they haven't had anything new in 2 or 3 years. Since I mean, there's been no Vintage Collection figures. And I know you found some out at Cannonsburg. So, see, Cannonsburg's able to get new stuff because they don't have those.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Have you heard anything about what we're going to do at the Fall Festival?
Not really. I was trying to think of more people to what word am I looking for? To try to seek donations from. One thing that I thought maybe last year some of the guys went to Ollie's and bought some figures just to help fill out the table cheaply or something like that. We could possibly do that and then get a refund on those.
Yeah, they already said we had quite a bit in the budget for it.
Yeah, so I may go up to Ollie's early next week and check and see what they got.
I literally just got charged for something by Hasbro. I'm not sure what it is. Because here lately, it's been a ton of stuff. I mean, I had three figures come or four figures come the other day, and then these two things come today. So it's like, okay, you're killing me this month with and all this stuff.
Dates change so much too, because when the Carson Tebow, when I got it, I thought it was an October release, and all of a sudden I got a shipping notice. It was coming from Amazon. So I was like, oh, wow.
Let's see, what was it for? How much? It could be this. It could be the Han Solo, Chewbacca, and the Shock Trooper.
Ah, see, I haven't got a shipping notice on those from Amazon yet. If it is, Hasbro's going to beat Amazon.
No. I mean, it could be any number of other things too.
Yeah.
Did you ever get the Cantina 4-pack yet?
The Cantina 4-pack.
Yeah, the Ponda Baba, Hammerhead, Greedo, and Snaggletooth, Blue Snaggletooth.
No, I haven't got that yet.
Okay. What else could it be? I haven't gotten Crosshair yet, even though the rest of that stuff was shipped, or Carson Teva, or Callus. Have you got Callus yet?
Yes.
Okay, it could be Callus and Carson Teva, plus maybe a third one. I don't know which one, because three of them would equal the price that they charged me.
Now, it says on the Hasbro Pulse website, it says this pre-order item will be available to ship on approximately September 15th. That's for the Cantina vintage set with the backdrop.
Okay. Well, it's probably these three figures. Carson Teva, Saws Ventress, and Callus. All three of those. Because it says approximately shipping September 9th.
Yeah. Ventress is really awesome, too. I was really happy with it.
Yeah, there's just been a ton of pre-release stuff over the last year, and now it's all coming together on one month.
I think they've done except for shipping, a lot of shipping together, I think they gave us a pretty good selection of stuff this year.
Oh, no doubt. It's just that it all keeps coming on the same day. It's like, okay, let's break this up into, you know, further away every other month or something like that, have two or three, and not have all this stuff shipping at one time. I mean, I've gotten four figures, the Land Speeder, the Bantha, and now these three figures all within a week. And it's like, okay, my pocketbook's starting to bust.
Oh, one other thing I didn't mention that I saw too. Did you see the gingerbread AT-AT that's coming from Lego as well?
Yes. Bo saw that too. And he goes, I forgot that. I was like, yeah, okay.
He even gets a gingerbread Darth Vader with him too. He's a gingerbread color.
Oh, I didn't even see that. I just saw the AT-AT itself.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty cool, and I kind of forgot about it. Sometimes I see this stuff, and I should write it down or something, or make a notepad, because then when we do our podcast, I completely forget about it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I forgot. I went to what's called a planetary qualifier for Star Wars Unlimited a couple weeks ago. And finished 20th out of 80 people. It was a bigger tournament. It was down in Louisville.
Nice.
Had I won my final match, I could have possibly made the top eight. But this game is growing pretty big overall. It's not that big here in this area, because this area is just so small.
Yeah. Was there anybody in our club there as well, or just
nope,
you?
Just me. I don't know if anybody in the club even plays the game.
Yeah.
Because I've asked, well, that was in the Ohio club, I think it was, that I asked that question, whether somebody played or not. And they got no answers there. I don't think anybody here is going to answer either that they play.
Yeah.
I wish you guys would play.
Yeah, message us and let Brian know if you play.
Yeah. I might bring some stuff with me at the Fall Festival and play some.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is... The game is similar to Magic, but it's you know, different than Magic, but has a similar game style is what I've been told. I've never played Magic, so I don't know, but that's just what I've been told by other people who played both games. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are playing this game now prefer it over Magic. Overall, it's cheaper from what I understand, because Magic's just this big behemoth. You know, it's been going on since, what, 93 or something like that. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really hard for a lot of these people who are so invested in Magic to switch to a different game, unless you haven't been playing for a while and you're just like, you know, you're just done playing Magic. But from everything that I've been told, the people that play this game prefer it over Magic.
Oh, wow.
It's a easier game to learn for sure. And the card pool is not very big, you know, being that it's only had 5 sets out so far.
Yeah.
And they only release 3 sets a year. So it's not like Magic where it's like every other month almost.
Oh, yeah. They pump them out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What company is doing this game?
Fantasy Flight Games.
Oh, okay.
So the same people that started doing X-Wing.
Yeah.
They really have the license to do all Star Wars games for the most part.
Yeah.
Board games, tabletop games, card games, all that stuff. And have had it for quite a while. Because they were the ones that also did Star Wars Destiny, the card and dice game.
Hmm. Destiny didn't seem to last very long, though, overall, did it?
3 years, I think.
Yeah.
I hope this one lasts longer.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the second year it's been out, so the final set for this year will be in November. Anything else you can think of?
I can't, unless something else
pops. I really can't think of anything else.
The Lego popped in my head all of a sudden, but I can't think of anything else. For some reason, I'm thinking there was one more Lego set I saw, and I forgot about it.
There was several others announced, some smaller ones, but I don't remember what they are. Well, I guess that's it for this episode. Hopefully next episode we'll be a little more prepared, and maybe Dwayne will be back. Who knows?
Hopefully.
You want to read us out?
Sure. We want to thank our Patreon people for helping us out. We really appreciate it, as always. And you can see these, if you're a Patreon member, you can sign up for as little as a dollar a month. We have different levels and stuff. And a certain level, you're able to even watch videos of us doing this if you want to. And that's at www.patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And we're on facebook.com/the Star Wars Collector podcast. And we also have a Facebook group on there as well, if you want to click on both of those. And you can still leave us reviews like iTunes or any other place that may have a place to listen to reviews, because that would get us out there more. And there's a Discord server. And still dead. And what about Ask Bo questions? We haven't had any of those for a while, have we?
No.
Man, I'm sure Bo would like to answer some questions.
Oh, yeah, he would.
So if you have a question, send it to tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on X, which is at tswcpodcast. And that's the same link on Blue Sky. And this month's Facebook shout out goes to Seth Knorr. Thanks for listening, Seth, and thanks everybody else for listening to us. I can't believe we hadn't had any Ask Bo questions for months. I'm kind of disappointed. Because even when we was getting them, I don't never go back and listen to us, but I would skip through and go listen to the Ask Bo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last iTunes review we had was way back in July of last year.
Oh, wow. That's been a while.
Yeah. The more ratings that we get, the more people leave reviews, the higher up our podcast gets pushed in the feed. So the more reviews out there is the better. So then that way we get to get more people to listen to us as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next month.
Okay. Bye, everybody.